Well, second, apologists hold different views about the relationship of apologetics as a discipline to the discipline of theology, particularly systematic theology. But some apologists view apologetics as a branch of theology, whether major or minor, while others regard it as a preparation for theology. So at what point does apologetics enter into the conversation? And so some people think that's what you have to start with first, and then you go into theology, and some view it as a kind of an offshoot of theology. So you have your theology, and from there, what do you do when it comes to unbelief? And so I think it's Oliphant who says that, I may have the citation wrong, but the idea of apologetics is the application of God's word to unbelieving thought. So that's kind of the biblical definition for atheism there. As well. So, how do we approach then theology in relationship to apologetics, or vice versa? Or are they handshakes? Are they, does priority matter? And so each of these four will take a kind of a different approach to them.
Right. Good. So question one, on what basis do we argue that Christianity is the truth? Question two, what is the relationship between apologetics and theology? Question three, they tell us, is should apologetics engage in philosophical defense of the faith? So what a part does philosophy play with regard to apologetics, kind of the third issue that they want us to see? Mm-hmm. Apologetics is often viewed and practiced almost as if it were a synonym or synonymous with a philosophy of religion. As a discipline that seeks to apply the tools of philosophy to defending and defining and proving keys of Christianity. So, on the one hand, it's all about philosophy and the philosophy of religion, and that's what apologetics is all about. On the other hand, some apologists show great disdain for philosophy, regarding it as, notice, the enemy of Christian faith. So let's keep philosophy out of it, right? Meanwhile, other apologists, they tell us, have regarded such efforts as inevitable compromising the Christian message that is supposedly being defended. So again, we need to, so what does philosophy play? It's the question here with regard to the defense of the Christian faith. Now they're going to have to give us kind of a defined philosophy for us, right? Search for wisdom. Perhaps that sort of thing. But, we need to answer this question.
Right.
So that's the third question that they want us to see. The distinction, this third question brings about the distinction of each of these four positions.
Right. I think when people think of apologetics, I think this may be the question that scares them away the most, because, if we're talking about P then Q, if not P then Q, am I going to have to just look at these, or Bayes' theorem? I somehow take a historical account and I put it through some sort of math algebraic equation, and out pops either a one or a zero, and I'm supposed to go, oh, that proves that God exists. And so here I think is where the scary part of apologetics comes into
play. The one that proves it, when one pops out,
one is good. Yes, yep. It's binary, right. All the way down. Yeah.